Well, happy Monday. This is Bishop Michael Beck Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. While we're so excited about what's coming in the next few days as we move to satellite radio, November the 11th. Glad to have tonight our very special guest,
yeah.
A good friend of mine. We're going to be bringing up some new things that he is doing. Our guest today is Dr. J.L. King. And yes, glad to have J.L. with us tonight. My lovely co-host, Sonia Bishop, are you with us tonight?
I am here.
Sonia, we are so glad that you're with us. I want to welcome tonight our affiliates out of Springfield, Missouri. That'll be announcing in just a few days, our new affiliates from Dallas-Fort Worth. So we welcome Springfield, Missouri to the satellite, 88.1 The Truth. We're going to make a few concessions tonight, Sonia. I know we normally have African-American views, and then we have Kim and Cheryl, but I want to get right to our guest. That's coming to the 88.1, The Truth, The Satellite, with his new show.
Awesome.
The Life of J.L. This guy is somebody that I really admire, and for his courage in so many areas, Sonia, and can't wait for you to meet him. For everybody that's around, here's what we're going to do. Let's bring one of our sponsors, and we're going to come right back with Dr. J.L. King, Sonia. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare lines called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Frances and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
November the 11th, 88.1, The Truth, a global experience, satellite radio, Smokey and Frances Robinson with their dynamic show about their new skincare line and a whole bunch of other things that Smokey's bringing to the table. Sonia, I can't wait any longer. Let's go. J.L.
Hey, I'm here, Dr. Bates. How you doing, sir?
Man, I am so glad to have you. Thank you for taking some time out of your very, very busy schedule to talk to our audience tonight on the African American Talk Radio Show. J.L. King, this is my co-host, Sonia Bishop. Sonia, say hello to J.L. King.
Hello, J.L. King. How are
you
tonight?
Hello, Sonia. How
are
you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored, they still say.
love it. Love it. Me too. Ain't that a good feeling?
I'm telling you right off, she's going to take a lot of stuff and not give you any royalties. So anything you say,
that's not true.
You'll hear about it again. Man, we wanted to get you on early. Want everybody to know again the podcast of this show and some other things about J.L. will be coming up again on our podcast segment. J.L. King, been a minute since I've talked, well, not a minute, but it's been a minute since we've really talked. First of all, before I kind of dive into the things I want to talk to you about tonight, bring us up on what J.L. King has been doing.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I've been on sabbatical for the most part from being in the public, as much as I could. But since I last met you and talked to you after, the first release of my book that kind of blew up all over the world and took me on this whirlwind life journey for almost 10 years, it kind of really got to me. I had to take a break because when you're in the spotlight like that and everybody wants to interview you, talking shows, Oprah's giving me love, traveling overseas and doing speaking engagements and signing books. And I just had to stop for a minute and just stop, regroup, and remember that I'm still a father and I had children I needed to really spend some time with and not really continue to be everybody else's person and not give the time that my children, who now are college grads and adults, and I'm a grandfather now as well. So I took a break and I started up my own publishing company because as I travel around the world and I have millions and millions of followers and fans, is that everybody that I met would say one thing to me for the most part, that is, I have a story to tell and I want to tell my story, write my book, so how can I do that? So I've used my success and my expertise and my experiences as a New York Times bestselling author and as a USA bestselling author and all those other accolades that came with me putting out my first book to help others tell their story and to empower them. So I started J.L. King Publishing, about 10 years, maybe 15 years ago. And through my own self-publishing company, I have released over 190 books for first-time writers. And I teach writing classes. And I use my life and my experiences, my lows and my highs, to help empower others and let them know if I can do it, that they can do it too. I have been truly blessed to do a lot of things, man. Even when I look back on my life, I'm like shocked at all the things that God has gave me and the power that I have to impact people's lives, man. It's just really been kind of a blessing. So I use it. I use it very carefully to help others realize that life is short, that you die. So you don't have time to wait. Go ahead and start now following your dreams, man. I'm like a dream. I'm like a dream seller, dream maker, a cheerleader of people's dreams. I've written, since the first book came out, I've written 17 books. My 18th book, On the Download 2, drops next month. I've done a production company. I've written 8 plays that have toured. I've consulted with several TV networks on their programs. I have, I've done so much that it's something I forget. But one of the things I really want, I'm excited about that, so you're based in St. Louis, and that's where I met you. You know, I have a client, I think I shared with you, I have a client in St. Louis, and this past summer, I was in St. Louis, and I did my very first music video, man. Can you believe that? I've done so many things in my life. I never thought I would do a video, and so Tony Thompson, who is the CEO and founder of TV Space in St. Louis, and I collaborated and came up and we did a video, and I'm going to send it to you. I want you to play it.
Interesting. I went to school with Tony.
Did you really?
High
school. And you know, King and his family and I are really close, and this powerful video song really impacts and talks about what's going on in the community today. So I'll send it to you. We'll talk about that another time. So, again, I've done a lot, man. I'm happy to reconnect with you.
Oh man, well, we're looking forward to having you on satellite radio, man. Let me ask you a question here. For those people on the planet who may not even know what the first book was about, somebody like Sonia, she just started learning to read real recently. tell somebody what the first book was about, JM. Then we're gonna move on.
Let me do that very briefly. I wrote a book called On the Download, which is my story really about men who had sex with other men but still not consider themselves being gay and their impact on the rise of HIV amongst our women. It was a behavior that had been around since Jesus probably walked the earth, but nobody wanted to talk about it because, you know, in our community, we just don't talk about stuff. We sweep it under the rug. We don't want to bring any light, no matter how it's impacting our lives and the lives of our daughters and mothers and grandmothers. And I just got tired of being part of the problem. And after much prayer, you know, I got the green light from the Spirit to go ahead and tell my story, as difficult as that was, being a father and, you know, being from a very upscale family in Ohio and raised in a church and all that. But I knew that I would have to be as clear and as honest as I possibly could, because I knew that my story would impact so many black women, starting with my own daughter. And so I stepped out there, wrote this book On the Download, and you have to read it. Oprah heard about me. I started doing a lot of speaking gigs all over the country. People was talking about this guy, was telling the story, and it really shocked the whole world. And it forced the African-American community to take another look at sexuality and really have uncomfortable conversations about their history and their secrets. And Oprah heard about me. She called me. She asked me if she had read the book that she had got an advanced copy of, had me on her show. Of course, after that, I became a household name around the world. Since then, I've been on her show 3 times before she stopped doing talk shows. And I've been on cover of Jet Magazine, Essence, People, Disney Time, you name it. I've been the gambit. Even with my new book, On the Download 2, which was written for a new generation of young women who were young and didn't understand or didn't hear about me back in the day, the behavior is still very much alive. Our sisters are still being affected with HIV and impacting communities and unhealthy relationships. And so I had to come out with part 2 This could get dropping in a couple of months. I've already been asked to be on Steve Harvey and The Real and so many other national shows to talk about this particular behavior. But more this time, I'm talking about it more from a healthy relationship. Whatever you are, whatever you do, that's your thing. I'm not judging. I'm not trying to point fingers. I'm just saying that be honest with yourself first and don't bring anybody else into your madness. Give them a chance to make a choice if they want to be with you. That's my message to brothers. Give your woman a chance to see if she wants to be with you. For example, the day I was watching TV, I was watching the news, and they were talking about an older guy, a senior citizen, who had found out he was HIV positive, and he now needed to tell his wife, who was in her 60s. And so they were interviewing him about, when are you going to tell your wife that you're positive? And he said, I don't know if I'm going to tell her. I'm afraid to tell her. But so that told me, that was almost a, was another sign for me to say, it's time for me to release this book again, because the behavior is still impacting not only our young sisters in college, high school as well, but our senior citizens. So that still will always be my ministry, Bishop, is to inform, educate, and inspire. But my first love is to motivate and inspire people to follow their dreams.
Wow. I don't even know. Let me say this. So you're saying that in the year 2017, mm-hmm. that there is still a great need to educate people. Gail, can I ask you a question? Do women really who are in that situation want to know, or how does that work with you most of the time from your experience?
Well, I think that because, again, if you look at the stats, if you look at the data, and now because when I first came out, social media was not as big as it is today. You know, now Facebook
right.
and Instagram and Twitter and all those are so big
right.
the way information is given out. Bishop, I still get 100 to 150 emails and messages on my Facebook accounts every week from sisters telling me, A, they found out that their boyfriend was or their husband was messing around with guys, men. B, they found out they were HIV positive. They found they had STD. They found out that, you know, they are in a relationship that's based on a lie, and they have the emotional breakdowns. And it comes to me first. I'm the expert when it comes to that behavior. It really pisses me off when here we are going to 2018 that this behavior is still very much alive and well, and our sisters are still being impacted emotionally, sexually, and health-wise. So a lot of women also can't believe it. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to know because it scares them. So our women are still, in the face of HIV and AIDS, they're still probably the top beside gay men. They're still the number two or three most impacted with it, but nobody wants to have those candid conversations with our sisters about it. So they give them my book. Read Mr. King's book. Read his book, and he will tell you everything you need to know, because we are uncomfortable in having those conversations with our children. My daughter, who's a school teacher in D.C., Maryland, PG County, tells me and shares with me all the time how she has seventh graders and eighth graders who are sexually active, who she has ninth graders who are get pregnant and have two or three kids. And so, again, we do not talk about safe sex with our young people. We allow the internet, social media, to educate them about safe sex. And a lot of our young women, young girls even, who are 15, 14, having sex, they're having unprotected sex. They're having sex with men they don't know, boys they don't know, because they have not heard about how STDs and HIV impacts their lives. So I guess my job is, as Daddy King, as they call me, is to get the information out there, you know, and try to empower and impact and save a new generation of young women and men, young boys as well, who are sexually active, who have not heard or been around when HIV and AIDS first hit the world and impacted and killed so many people. So I guess that will always be my ministry, per se, is to put it in your face. You know, I'm an in-your-face type of brother anyway. You know, I'm an in-your-face type of brother anyway. And somebody got to do it, so I guess I'll be the one. But on top of that, Bishop, there's so many other things I do, and that's just one of the many things that I do, you know? So
right. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh, man, I want to talk about earlier today, my director was giving us some of your motivational things. We're working right now in the office round the clock here on series for you, inspirational series about what comes with life's ups and downs and how you've survived and I've survived.
Yes.
And so many people you know, have survived. Not just survived jail, but are now thriving. And so we're going to be right back in a minute. This is Michael Biggs Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network with my co-host, Sonia Bishop. We'll be back with the doctor himself, Dr. J.L. King. And when we come back, we want to talk about faith over fear. We'll be right back. J.L., we heard something earlier, and I kind of want J.L. to just talk about his faith over his fears. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sharon West, host of The Truth About Mental Health, where we will be talking about what's on your mind, an exciting talk show all about dispelling myths and taboos surrounding mental illness. I'll be discussing topics of mental health that concern us all. And most importantly, you will have the opportunity to text or email me your questions in advance. I want to empower you weekly on 88.1, The Truth, a global experience. Yes, this is where you will hear the truth about mental health as I educate and inspire you weekly. You can find me weekly at 881thetruth.com, a satellite radio station. That's 881thetruth.com.
Hey, this is Kim Von, the glam girl of comedy, and I've got something that I just want you to join me. Every Sunday, I want you to join me for Giggle and Gossip. Oh my goodness, I love this show. This show is going to give the stage to the country's finest clean comics and up-and-coming faith-based artists from all over the globe. I'm going to be your host, and I want you to join me. You will hear us every Sunday on 88.1, The Truth. That's 88.1, The Truth, a global experience. Easiest way to find us is 881thetruth.com. Again, 881thetruth.com. I cannot wait for you to join us.
Hey, world, this is comedian Austin Rich, and I want you to be my guest on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. That's right. I want you to join me here weekly and listen to my new show, Be My Guest, streaming on 88.1 The Truth. A 24
Pimpin', pimpin', pimpin'. Do you mean to tell me that they done gave you a show on the radio, pimpin'?
Yeah, man, they done gave me my own show on the radio.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
I know, it's going to be amazing.
You really need to stop talking to yourself.
I know. Anyway, the reason that I need to stop talking to myself is because I need you all to join me so I can talk to you all. My guests and I are going to be adding gut-busting laughter to your week. Find me on 881thetruth.com. That's 881thetruth.com. Be my guest. I cannot wait.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. My co-host Sonia Bishop, 88.1. Yes. November the 11th is our launch. Boy, am I excited, is excited. JL King, the real doctor himself. JL, can you talk a little bit? I know we're going just over. Thank you for being patient with us. Again, one of the motivating things that really was exciting when they gave it to me. Can you talk a little bit about faith over fear, your motivational things that you do?
Oh, yeah, faith over fear. I wish I had learned a long time ago when I was a young kid about the power of faith. I think if I had knew then what I know now, that my life would have been a whole lot easier. I would probably had a whole lot less stress and probably made a whole lot less bad decisions as I was a young man growing up. I went to church, grew up in church, and, we would hear about how good God is and how you just pray and stay faithful that he will make everything okay, but nobody really broke it down to what that meant. What did that mean? So we just kind of listened to it, but really never embraced it, at least I didn't, until much later in life when, first of all, my mother passed from stress. Fear causes stress. Fear causes bad health. Fear causes us not to go to the doctor. Fear causes us not to accept our issues. Fear causes us when we have drug problems or alcoholic problems, we live in the fear, so we just ignore them, and eventually it catches up with you. One thing that I have learned is that you got to face your fears. And in my life, and when I do my speaking engagements, I talk about all the ugly stuff that I have done based on fear. And when people hear another person who they look at as being successful talk about the fear that I faced in order to get to where I am today, give them a little bit of strength to say, if he could do it, with all that stuff he went through, then I know.
Absolutely.
I know I can do it. I'm very translucent. I'm so liquid, it's crazy. Again, people look at me as a celebrity. And I always tell people on my Facebook pages that, first of all, I do not walk on water. Stop thinking I walk on water. I am human. I still screw up. I still have issues. Yes, I just so happen to be successful. Yes, I so happen to have all this and that. However, I am still human. If you look at me as a person who walk on water, I'm going to disappoint you. And so I use my own life, man, to show people how I got around my fears. And, bro, I was a worrier. I was stressed out. I've had dealt with that. And then I got to a place one day, and I really understood how powerful faith is. Faith over fear is my tagline. Live faith over fear. Bro, when you get into your soul, into your spirit, anything is possible. Anything.
Wow.
Look, boy, that one really moved me, and I've got a couple of ones more I want to holler at you about real quick. This one, man, would really bless me when you were motivating your group about this one. It took me a long time to get to this point. Sonia, please listen. You had one out that said, just say hell no. Can you talk?
Oh, yeah, man.
Just say hell no, JLK.
Just say hell no to anything that does not fit into your life. I always tell people, all the time, you should live your life for you. Bishop, you should make yourself number one over your wife, number one over your kids, number one over everything, because when you die, it's just going to be you. So when people ask you to do stuff or want you to commit to stuff, you got to say, hell no. It does not fit into what I'm trying to do. Hell no. I'm not trying to do that. I'm sorry for your feelings, but this is about me. Everything is about me. And life
is
short.
Bishop.
Hell no. Life is short. And people, you
that's
know what?
Right.
People
it's
need
short.
To people need
show.
To hear that.
Hell
I
no.
mean people need to hear. People need to hear that. They need to hear from somebody authority or somebody they believe or respect to be able to say that I got a lot of people respect me. And even that my haters I have, I still will say, hell no, you want to hate me? I'm still going to love you. Hell no. You know, no, I. You want some money? You want me to loan you some money? Hell no, I ain't loaning you no money.
Hell
Right, no, hell no, I'm not. And my kid, my daughter will tell you, my daddy will tell you, hell no, in a heartbeat. And I do that for my own family members to say, stop letting negative vibes, negative spirits, use the word rebuke. I rebuke you, okay? I rebuke you. If you don't want to say hell no, say, I rebuke you. Same thing.
Right. I like hell no.
Don't get
it. Get a bit more
impact. Get some t-shirts made and say, hell no.
So, Jeff, in other words, stop doing things that are hurting you. You know, stop waiting so late in life to look back and say, I said yes when I really wanted to say no. Or I did this, but I really didn't want to do that. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, I'm saying. Sometimes you do stuff because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You don't want to hurt you don't want to break nobody's heart. So you just say, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it, and I don't want to, but I don't want to hurt my mom and my daddy, my sister, my brother, my wife, or whatever. And you still got to get to the point. You can say to your mom and your sister, your brother, your wife, hell no, baby. I'm not going to do that. Because I don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about it. And so I'm just, hell no. And you say hell no enough, they will leave it alone.
So all that negative vibrations and all negative spirits and talking down instead of talking up, man, that's powerful.
Positive thinking works, okay? I wake up every morning expecting positive things to happen in my life. I don't wake up in the morning expecting anything negative. Whether a bill is due or I got to go to the doctor or whatever, in my mind, I'm like, everything's going to be good. I speak to myself, and when somebody brings me some BS that I ain't trying to deal with, it's hell no. I got two Facebook pages. They all got 5,000 plus max. I got my main page got 995 friend requests waiting, and I always tell people I'm not adding nobody else to my Facebook family until I check them out because they may be on some BS. They may be part of the devil's family, and so I'm going to have to say hell no to them. And I had no problem. I had no problem saying that. You got to be bold. I had no problem saying that. No.
Sonia.
Yes. Hell no. Whatever it is.
Sonia, that felt good, didn't it, girl?
Hell no. Whatever it is.
Hell no. I don't care. I mean,
hell
I
no.
love you, but
right.
I love you.
Whatever
and Sonia, I love you, but hell no.
Yeah,
you
I
love
you,
hell,
but hell
no.
Hell no.
No, baby, I'm sorry.
All that jail and Sonia, all that negative, all that drama, you know.
Take it any way you want to, but oh, hell no.
Right, you got to learn to say hell no.
Hell no. Because we bring, you know, when you don't say hell no, you invite it into your life, and you can't blame nobody but yourself. So
amen.
I stopped at the door. No, baby, I've lived too long to know to still be stuck on stupid. I'm not stuck on stupid anymore, Bishop.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm learning.
God.
I'm taking notes.
Look, hang with your brother. Oh, my God. Jay, I know we're going over. You know, and I know you got to go. But
I
hang
love
with
it.
Me. A few more minutes, my brother. This is Bishop Michael Banks. Sonia Bishop.
Mr. King, every time you call me on the phone, that's just going to be my answer. Oh, hell no.
He's talking about the negative stuff. He ain't talking about the positive stuff.
Following instructions. I'm just learning.
No, I got to make sure you got the right directions. Hold on, Sonia.
I can hear.
You're having a ball.
I can hear really well. I love
this. This is Bishop Michael Banks.
I'm listening, so you be quiet. I'm learning.
All right, on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. We're with the doctor himself, Dr. J.L. King, my co-host, Sonia Bishop. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, Your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again. This is Bishop Michael Baker Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network, getting ready for 88.1 Satellite Radio. My very special guest is Dr. J.L. King. J.L., it is so great having you with us. I know you've got to go. I've got to ask you one more, or maybe one, two right quick. Can you expand a little bit about life comes with ups and downs, and life is like the weather?
Ooh-wee. You know, first of all, I want to say thank you publicly for giving me the opportunity to be part of your network. I didn't say hell no to you. I didn't say hell no. I said,
no, you
got it.
I did not.
I said, yes, let's do this, and let's make it happen. So, and I'm leaning to you to make it powerful, because if it don't be powerful, then I'm going to say to you one day, hell no, I'm out of here. So, I'm going to keep it real with you. So, let's make the thing right. Let's make it right. So, I want to know, what was the question again? You got me sidetracked. What was it again?
Life comes with ups and downs. Like
ups and downs. Okay. Well, again, I become my father. You know, it's funny that the older you get, you really become your parents. You know, even though back in the day when you were a teenager, you don't like them, and why he tell me what to do, and I ain't paying, he don't know what he talking about, and I, you know, dad don't know what he talking about. I've become that father to my children. Look, you know, so when you look at life's ups and downs, you reflect back, there's a saying said, to thine own self be true. And if you don't accept your lows and your highs, you'll continue making the same mistake. You know what I'm saying? You continue making the same mistakes, man. So you have to understand accepting your own stuff, and that will help you avoid your future ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let it go at that, because we could talk about that for another hour or so. But that's why I'm the show that I'm gonna do for you. I want to make it cutting edge. Again, I'm gonna be in your face, and when you force people to take a look at the ugliness that they have, then they can see the beauty that they also are. But you gotta face that ugliness first. You can't be beautiful and you know you're ugly, but you're doing the ugly thing. You're still doing ugly things, you know? To thy own self be true. To thy own self be true.
Wow. We've got to just about get out of here. J.L., give us a little bit about what the show will be about. Welcome to the life of J.L., inspirational, motivational.
Wow.
What were the people be looking forward to?
I'm going to share my experiences, man. I'm going to share my real-life experiences, and my goal for this show is to inspire people to get up, get out, and make a difference in their life and then in their community. Always make themselves first. No matter if you're 18 or you're 88 or 108, it's never too late to make a change and to find your purpose and to move towards it and live your life like it's golden.
Wow. Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Sonya Bishop. Wow, that is awesome. Dr. J.L. King, best-selling author. Wow, J.L., it has been great having you with us. We're excited. Let me tell you something. Every line, the engineer just gave me a note here, every line here is lit up. So I'll be glad when they will be able to interact with J.L. King real soon. Welcome to the life of J.L. King. Sonya Bishop, give J.L. King his book.
Mr. King, Dr. King. Mm-hmm. How do we get a hold of you? How do people reach out to you? I know you didn't block the Facebook page now. So
right.
Many of them.
Well,
but if they
want to
get this new book.
Through you. I want them to get in contact. I want them to get in contact with you so they can be part of your family. And also, Sonya, as I've been going to my Facebook page, my friends and followers are blowing up. Figure out, how can I listen to you? How can I listen to you? So I need you to send me a flyer, the same flyer, and add the call-in number so they can go back and listen to it. Because my phone is blowing my inbox up.
Because
they can't listen right
now. Okay, we will get back to you.
Please do. So if people want to reach out to me, you get the information and you reach out to me.
Okay.
That'll be great. J.L. King, thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
I love you, girl. Girl, I love you both.
Thank you, Sonya. And Love you. I look forward to hearing to getting that call from. We're going to start, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, JL.
Okay.
God bless you,
thank
man.
You.
Thank
blessed.
You.
Sonya Bishop, wow, thank you tonight, man. In fantastic interview with JL King. There are
it was
so
awesome.
Many. There is a dream team of men, powerful men and women of God, wonderful people from finance to comedy to entertainment coming to 88.1 The Truth. We're looking forward to some powerful things with these young people, Generation Z. I mean, the list just goes on and on of what God is doing and has done. This is Bishop Michael Bates Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. My guest has been J.L. King. Fantastic interview tonight. Sonya, love you, girl.
Yeah.
We'll be talking real soon. God bless
yes,
America.
Yes, we will.
So hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, let God bring over trouble. Water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay. Me down.